Number 5, The Way of Akram Vignan. Dadashri says, what does the science of Akram say? If I were to ask a person who steals, in a kind and gentle manner, whether he steals, he would confess everything to me. I would tell him that I do not have any objection to his stealing, but that he must regret his acts and do pratikraman for them. I would teach him to do pratikraman in Dada's, Dada means Dada Bhagwan, the Lord Within's name, by saying, it is wrong to steal and I will never steal again. Whatever pratikraman he does will erase the consequences of the stealing, that is, it will erase any causal karma for the next life, and it will also erase the consequences of what he has done in the past life that are unfolding in this life as a karma effect. By doing pratikraman, his opinion about stealing will change. His opinion will not support the act of stealing. He should continue this pratikraman even if he continues his habit of stealing. Only I understand what happens when one utters such a pratikraman. Akram Vignan teaches us that whatever has happened cannot be undone. However, there is a way to make things better for the life to come. Every religion says that you are the doer of the penance and renunciation, the tap and the tyag. Penance, tap, renunciation, tyag. Every religion says that you are the doer of the penance and renunciation. They tell you to renounce, and if you do not, they accuse you of not doing so. To say or to ever impose on someone else, you are not doing it, implies that you are the doer. By saying this, they accept, that is, these worldly religions, accept doership. Even when someone says that he is not able to renounce anything, it is tantamount to claiming doership. Any path that accepts or believes in doership is the path of worldly wanderings, life after life, sansari bhatkano. In Akram Vignan, we do not accept doership, karta pad, karta panu, doership. None of the literature of Akram Vignan prescribes any kind of doership of any sort. Nowadays, people are being told to do things that are irrelevant, and then what really needs to be done is overlooked. Moreover, they are not even successful in doing the things that they are supposed to do. It is all a sheer waste of time and energy. Really, they must do something completely different. All they need to do, quote unquote, is to ask for the inner energy, the bhavana. Everything that is taking place now is because the energy that was previously asked for. Everything that is happening in this life now is because of the energy and the strength that was asked for previously. We are on page 21, abridged version of audiobook Pratikraman. Questioner, everything from our previous lifetime is in the form of an effect, is it not, in this life? Dadashri, yes, everything that you have done in the past life has come into effect in this life. So now ask for the energy, the shakti, as a cause for the next life. Just ask for the strength by saying or by reciting the 9 kalams. The 9 kalams, the 9 cardinal principles of nonviolence, the Mahapratikraman, will be recited at the end of this audiobook. If we were to write 1 to 200 times such columns, such 9 priceless sentences, it would incorporate all the scriptures of this earth. All you really have to do is to ask for the energy, the strength, the shakti, and nothing more. If you want to do something as a doer, then ask for the energy for it. Questioner, is it simply a matter of asking for the energy, for the strength? Dadashri, yes, because not everyone will seek liberation. However, if people want to be doers of anything, they should just ask for the strength to do so. Questioner, this applies only to those who have not acquired Gnan or the knowledge of self in Akram Vignan. Am I right in that? That this only applies to those who have not acquired Gnan, the self-knowledge, via the Akram path? Dadashri, yes. This is applicable to them only. This is for the people at large, because at the moment the path they are taking is completely wrong and they will never succeed in their endeavors. A person may want to do something and yet he is prevented from doing so. What can he do if the effects of his karma work against him? What can he do if the effect of his karma in fact work against him? The Lord says, well, the Lord we mean here, Lord Mahavira, the last omniscient one to walk the face of this earth. Lord Mahavira says that you must remain in the present and observe all that is happening around you. The Lord did not advocate anything, yet people perpetually gripe about not being able to do something or the other. They constantly complain about their desire to do things, the efforts they put into doing it, and their inability to get things done. Are you aware of this constant inability to do things at a relative level? If you are aware, then it will turn the soul, the relative self, into a stone without feelings. In spite of this, people carry on with their rituals and austerities while griping about how difficult things are to perform. I tell people that they should never say, I cannot do, I cannot do. Because within them there lies infinite energy, anant shakti. I tell them to keep repeating the following sentence, I have infinite energy. Hu anant shakti vadochu. Until then, until now you just kept saying, I can't do it. Did the infinite energy within abandon you? Man is not capable of doing anything. It is not in his nature to do anything. The control of doership is in the hands of another power. All these living beings are simply knowers. Therefore, all you must do is to be the knower, Gnata. When you understand this, your false beliefs and opinions disappear. Your opinion about lying being harmless will change. Your opinion that lying is harmless will change. This is the real Purusharth. This is the real independent inner effort of a spiritual nature, Purusharth. No other effort, Purusharth, is needed. This is a profound message which requires profound thinking. Questioner, yes, it is acceptable. Dadashri, even the simple act of going to the bathroom to evacuate your bowels is not in your hands. So how is it possible for you to do anything? No man has yet been born who has even the slightest independent energy or the power to do anything. You simply must know and make a firm resolution to be the knower. Once you understand my words, your work will be done. This is not a simple thing to grasp. Do you understand this? Is it not better to know than to do something? Is it easy to do, or is it easy to know anything? questioner. I understand, Dada, what you mean to say, but surely some things will still need to be done having understood all this, no? Just as we do not possess the power to do anything, do we not also lack the power to know? This is on top of page 23. Dadashri, no. One has the power to know. To do is in no one's power. This is very subtle, but it will be enough if you understand just this much. A youngster had turned into a thief, and he steals at every opportunity. He even steals from the guests who come to his father's home. Now, what lesson should we teach this young boy? We should tell him to ask from Dada Bhagwan, the Lord within, to give him the strength not to steal, to grant him the energy not to steal. Now, people may question what good it does to ask for the energy when he continues to steal nonetheless. Let him steal as long as he asks for the energy not to steal. Only I, the Gnani Purush, know the effect this remedy has on him. What do you know about this medicine and how it works? Questioner, it is true that people have no idea about how this medicine works, Dada, and that is why they do not realize the benefits in the asking for the energy. Dadashri, what is the significance of asking for the energy? First of all, his asking for the energy to stop stealing means that his opinion, there is nothing wrong in stealing, has changed to that of stealing is wrong. It is dead wrong. This change of opinion is the greatest attainment. Once his opinion changes, he ceases to be nature's offender. Secondly, by asking for the energy from the Lord within, he attains the ultimate state of humility. When he earnestly and sincerely asks, "Dear Lord, grant me the strength to," he is guaranteed the energy, he is guaranteed the strength by the Lord within him. He will grant it to everyone, but first one must ask and know what to ask for. Keep asking. You never ask for a thing. Do you understand? Do you understand why you should ask for the energy? Next, page 24. Dadashri, whatever you need forgiveness for, you must ask for the energy from Dada, the Lord within. Ask for the strength, but do not use any of your own, lest you run out of it. If you ask for the energy and use it, you will never run out of it. Moreover, you will have some left over. How much stock can you have in your own shop? You should ask Dada for the energy in everything, for the strength to accomplish everything. If you fail to do pratikraman, you must ask for the energy to do proper pratikraman. Ask for the energy. I have as much strength, says the Gnani Purush, as you need.